This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Humanity Now! Direct Refugee Relief presents a slideshow and discussion about the ongoing refugee crisis in Greece. This free presentation is this Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at UNCW's King Hall. Humanity Now!'s four founding women have traveled to Greece several times over the past 2 years to discover where financial help can make the biggest impact.
Stephanie Myers.
Dana Sachs.
There's two more of us, Carol Atwood and Jennifer Maravillas, and the four of us make up Humanity Now, Direct Refugee Relief. People give money and send it to organizations, and you really don't know exactly what's happening with the money. And for us, every cent we raise, we try to do the best possible things for the most people that we can. We pay all our own expenses, our meals, our airline tickets, our hotel, everything is paid for by us.
We don't have a lot of waste.
Zero administrative cost.
Zero. Sure.
Yeah, zero. You basically couldn't avoid the photographs in the media of the boats and people drowning and the children's bodies on the beach. And I mean, it was really horrifying. And that was during the emergency stage of this saga, which mostly took place in the summer and spring of 2015. Right now, there's not as many people coming across in boats. When those boats stopped crossing, this story receded from the newspapers because it wasn't life and death anymore. It was just this ongoing, relentless, difficult situation that these people were in without a home, without a country, destitute.
We went in June, right?
Yeah.
This time we thought, let's do something a little different and sort of see the refugee crisis from a different angle. So we went to Lesvos, to the island. And it's right off the coast of Turkey. I mean, you can see Turkey when we're standing there. We found this place called Humans for Humanity. This woman is a Syrian from Michigan. So she went over to volunteer, and she met this guy named Rafat, who's Syrian, and they got married. So they opened this warehouse up, and they have clothing distribution. They serve food. They have a playroom for kids. And they have a little grocery store, like a supermarket. And it hadn't been open for weeks, so people weren't able to get any supplies they needed. So we funded supplying the store with diapers and baby food and oil and rice. They were so grateful to be able to get things they needed. But it was also heartbreaking. You know, they had to pick between rice and oil or diapers. I mean, you know, they couldn't have everything that they wanted. We served the Ramadan meal. We were there over Ramadan, and that was very interesting.
The Ramadan meal was beautiful because the idea of this couple, Netta and Rafat, was that they wanted to have a meal for these people where the people who were eating were being served as if they were in a special place, like in someone's home. And so all the volunteers literally serve them at tables rather than having them have to line up and get their food and have it sort of like given to them. In that way, we served it to them. We were trying to elevate them, not just so they would have an experience that meant more than what they usually experience, but that we could show them respect and that we valued them as people and as human beings.
We have to remember that they are people just like us. The men wore suits and ties and had a car and drove to work, and the kids went to school.
Another volunteer said, "We're all just one disaster away from becoming refugees ourselves."
It could be you and I in another time. You never know.
That was Dana Sachs and Stephanie Myers, two of the four founding women of Humanity Now. The group's slideshow and discussion about this work is this Sunday at 1 o'clock at UNCW's King Hall. Find details at whqr.org.